From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province. They killed at least 52 and wounded around 100 others. Witnesses are saying that some of the wounded succumbed to their injuries because of an absence of a local hospital or medical facility in the remote area. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by the Islamic State militants. This man was at the concert. He said there was a minute of silence at the beginning, a tribute to those who had died, also for the survivors. He said it was a concert of reconciliation. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on 8 sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. The United States has agreed to take in refugees from Australia who are being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru after failing to reach Australia by boat. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said today the deal is a one-off agreement and will not be repeated.
Our priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. This will be an orderly process. It will take time. It will not be rushed.
Meantime, Amnesty International said it was worried about the lack of information around the timeline and the number of refugees to be processed. This is VOA News. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. Meantime, Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team to try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now on that transition team, headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Anti-Trump protests continued Saturday night in Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas, and other cities. Bess Friedman was one of the demonstrators on the streets of Los Angeles.
We're worried about our rights. We're worried about the Supreme Court, climate change, so many different issues on the table, and we feel that so many things have been validated in this election that we're scared and concerned, and we all have children, and we want to have a safe future for them.
Meantime, the British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their EU counterparts today to discuss how to deal with the U.S. president-elect, who some European leaders have said does not understand the relationship between the U.S. and the European Union. After a trip to Antarctica, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today he believes a majority of Americans realize climate change is real, it's happening, and want an issue to be addressed. He said he'll continue to fight efforts to implement the landmark Paris Agreement on climate change until President Obama leaves office January 20th. Colombia's government and its Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia announced a new modified peace accord after voters rejected an earlier deal in a referendum. On October 2nd, Colombia's voted that deal. They rejected it. It was designed to end the 52 years of armed conflict in Colombia that has claimed at least 220,000 lives. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.